How's it going, everyone? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help the over 40 crowd fight the aging process without giving up their social life. In today's episode, I've been doing a lot of other podcasts and speaking on the importance of knowing your body, the mind-body connection, as well as journaling, things that you're doing with your diet, things that you're doing with your supplements, and as well as training programs. So I'd like to just kind of talk about that and also some of the things that I keep seeing popping back up of stuff I'm doing wrong, and I didn't even know that I was doing it. Do yourself a favor and track some of this stuff and then check back in occasionally to see if you're missing something. So stay tuned. So I thought I'd do this episode about, you know, knowing your body, just like I was talking about in the intro. And just going off of, let's just stick with diets. So many different health and wellness professionals, nutritionists, like everybody talks about this diet has all this research and doctors that side with them versus the other side saying something completely different. They have their own doctors that they, you know, they revere and look up to, as well as research scientists. So it's crazy. It just reminds me of, I was talking to someone today about physical therapy, about how broad the spectrum is on all the physical therapists on their different types of philosophies. How come it's not the same? It's so weird. But sticking back to just to the diet, but from everything I've seen in all my years and all the other health and wellness professionals, it just comes down to just try it. Try everything. Not for the focus of, well, I need to lose a lot of weight, I'm going to do this as a crash diet and then go back to a normal diet. Well, what is a normal diet? So basically, you got to start somewhere. So Google all the different diets you've heard: Mediterranean diet, low carb, paleo, keto, carnivore, I guess, if you want to try it. I really don't like that one, but some people swear by it. And what I've noticed over all my clients and all the years I've been in this industry is we're all humans, but our body chemistry is different, like by a long shot. Our blood flow, our ability to digest certain things, genetics play a part. Someone's, you know, unhealthy body, if they are at that point in their lives, or if they do have an unhealthy body, that plays a part. And then obviously, if you're doing the right steps and getting into a healthier lifestyle, then it changes again. And the diet you were on may not be working anymore. You just were looking great, losing weight, but you didn't really focus on how you were feeling. So that's what I kind of want to talk about. And for me, in my journey, I tried everything, and I've done an episode before on this where I did the Mediterranean. It's pretty decent, just expensive because it's a lot of fish and seafood. And it turns out later I was allergic to shrimp. After about, I think, 35, I discovered that. That's just part of the aging process. That sucks. And now, lo and behold, I have a pretty severe allergy to shrimp. So that one's out. And I did vegan for 9 months, actually, because it did feel so good. Probably felt the best, like just my gut and how my body felt. And all my allergies, I talk about my allergies all the time, and they were gone. But I was the fattest I ever was on the vegan diet, which didn't help me out with what I wanted to do in performance and some of the aesthetics. So some of that's got to play a little hand in hand of what's really healthy for you, but also what are your goals. So I keep the search going. And just over the different diets and everything, I never thought I would try the keto diet. Tried that one. And that one is a little rough the first couple of weeks because your body's transitioning into burning more fat for energy instead of glucose, carbohydrates. But within 3 weeks, I felt the ketones and how awesome they were. And some of the depression I was going to at the time, and just like a light switch, gone. Not only that, but it was easier to keep weight off. I felt more energetic. I didn't need as much caffeine. At that point, I think I was drinking 2 monsters a day, which I knew were bad, but I can't get away with that now. Being over 40, you got to worry about what people are talking about all the time about going into cardiac arrest from too much of these types of drinks, energy drinks. So I knew how to get rid of that. So from just going through that journey, I found that the keto diet was for me. And I've had clients go on it and they feel absolutely terrible. So I tell them, stop, just keep going and find something that works for you. Then on top of that, within the keto diet, I tried different versions. I tried a real tight-knit vegan keto version, and I just couldn't do it. And I didn't feel great on that one. Same thing. It's too hard to find protein to keep my muscle mass on. End up getting a little bit more weight on, which did not make me feel good. And then certain foods on the keto diet. Certain vegetables would make me feel gassy and bloaty. Some just gave me digestive issues. I started finding out like certain keto drinks that had like a sugar substitute called erythritol. I had a severe allergic reaction of basically diarrhea with that one. So you just basically, it just comes down to going through this process. It's very important to like journal these things and write these down because it's easy to forget. Something that I was allergic to or I didn't feel that great 2 years ago and it hasn't happened in a long time. And all of a sudden 2 years later, I'm like, oh God, I ate it again and look what it did to me. Gluten was another one. How terrible I feel off of gluten. And if I just clean that up, how awesome I feel. So boom, gluten goes on my list. Red wine. I discovered just recently, I never drink red wine. I'm more of a gin drinker and kind of scotch or whiskey on the weekends. So that's what I preach is you don't want to give up your social life and I'm not going to. If there was nothing there, my wife likes red wine. I hadn't had it in a while. And then I just, now that I'm in this mindset of knowing your body, had that red wine and literally less than 30 minutes, started getting shortness of breath and that wheezy feeling. And I was eating nothing else. It was just that red wine. One, it could be maybe it was some crappy wine that had tons of sulfites in it. So I could just start playing the game of trying better brands and all that kind of stuff. But like I said, I really don't like wine. So I'm just going to scratch it off the list. It doesn't make me feel good. I'm out. So, and if there's certain things that you think are causing issues with what's easy for me and everyone off when I'm coming off of my fasting schedule, you don't even need to be fasting schedule. Just the first time you eat, whatever that is in the morning, if you have something that you think is causing something, test it. So have it be the first thing that you put in your mouth before you have your full on, let's just say breakfast, for example. Have something 30 minutes prior to breakfast of what you thought was causing you these issues. And every day, try something else that's on your little red alert list. And you start finding things that your body doesn't like. Listen to your body. Since I've been doing this kind of style, you know, probably now a year, of just how I've been slowing everything down with my workouts just because of my back injuries and finding better, more quality type workouts to do. So I feel great on that. My back has been feeling awesome because I find certain exercises that just feel unreal and are getting me to that next level versus other exercises actually set me back, you know, a couple weeks. So those are out. And I'm doing the same thing with these foods. And so every day when I wake up, I do like a body scan with my mind. How do you feel? How does your gut feel? How does your muscles feel? How does your mind feel? Are you wheezing? Because half the time I'm wheezing from something. I've got allergies. Was it something you ate last night? And then I get up and then I test out my lower back. Is all these new physical therapy exercises and the way I'm training right now, is it progressing me to better? Because, you know, I have tightness in my back. I don't have sciatica anymore, but just severe tightness in the morning. And I'm trying to fix it. So I'm actively doing something to solve the situation. And then I start finding new things and talking to other, like I said, health and wellness professionals. One recently is a physical therapist. I just did a podcast episode. It's not going to even air for until May. Who knows when this one comes out. And just within a few days of doing his trick that he had me of stretching my quads out, oh my God, it took me to the next level. I literally can get out of bed. Just like I did another episode about a YouTube video. I started doing this thing called foundational training. I started being able to almost touch my toes straight out of bed without having to do a whole huge warm-up before I could, you know, do that. And now I'm just incrementally getting better and better and better. And that's what I'm saying to do with everything, your training program, your nutrition, how you feel, get out of bed like that. And then even supplements. So all these supplements I'm taking right now, I'm doing a lot of vitamin C for my allergies because I found out that worked great. Calcium, magnesium, a little deficient in, so I'm taking those. Potassium, trying to get those mostly from real foods, but I do take a little bit of potassium supplements, which I highly recommend checking with a doctor before you do it. And also some zinc and copper, because I kind of just looked at all the RDAs on Google for all these different microminerals and found the ones I was deficient in. And then I started applying that and then listening to my body. But lo and behold, I'm having a little shortness of breath issue right now. And I don't know which one, something's causing this. When I'm taking, I've kind of honed it down to, I think it's one of these supplements. Maybe I'm taking too much of one or whatnot. And they're all within the safe realms of what my doctor said is okay. He agreed with all the RDAs for me. You got to check with your doctor. But something's wrong. So I've stopped taking everything. And all of a sudden, I don't have that feeling anymore. So now I'm going to be slowly implementing one at a time and listening to my body and seeing which one it is. So this is day one of that progress. But you know, I thought I'd just do a cool episode on there because what I'm doing is kind of like a low-level biohacking. You keep hearing people throw that word out there, but they're really trying to biohack like to get their body to the most optimal level, like some kind of athlete type thing. And although that's kind of what I'm doing, but it's just all simple stuff I'm doing of just listening to my body and creating these little lists and throwing stuff on the red alert list. So maybe that resonates with some of you, and always seek out other health and wellness professionals, of course, before you start something new. This is just more of just education and more my experience, and we'll see you on the next episode. Thanks for listening. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, everyone. And I just wanted to say that if anything from this episode resonated with you and it makes you think of somebody, please share and help someone out. You know, I do a lot of variety of topics, and not everything I say works for everyone, but there is going to be that one episode that makes you think of somebody that could help. So I really appreciate it. And just off of looking back the last 3 years of all the episodes I've done, I think three really stand out that I think could help a lot of people. And that's episode 71 with Dr. Amy, where we go into diaphragmatic breathing and how that can really help with your pain levels, and did for me. Episode 195, I had Tim Kelly on, and we really dove deep into microminerals and how important that is and how horrible the American diet is. And the third being episode 292, a more recent one, where I talk about the three tips I would do to help out your lower back. And one of those is just a simple YouTube video that my chiropractor gave me that just took me to the next step of lowering my pain, giving me more range of motion. And I just want to put that out there to check those out if you're having any of these issues. And like I said, thanks for listening.